Chapter 3. A Strange Child at the Cathedral. Who was this strange, ugly Quasimodo, the bell ringer of Notre Dame Cathedral? Where did he come from? To answer these questions, we must go back 16 years to 1466. In front of the entrance to Notre Dame Cathedral, there was a small wooden bed. It was the custom to leave unwanted babies there. People could take any baby they wanted from there and keep it. Any child who wasn't taken would be put in an orphanage. One morning in 1466, a big bag was discovered in the wooden bed. Many people approached it because there was loud crying and shouting coming from the bag. It didn't sound like a baby at all.
"There's a head sticking out of the bag," a woman in the crowd said.
"But it's a monster's head, not a child's," another woman said.
"Maybe somebody put a monkey into the bag," her husband said.
Those who came closer saw it wasn't a baby, but a small boy of 3 or 4. There was something very strange about him. He only had one eye, and his body was deformed and strangely shaped. The people around him were shocked and a little frightened too.
"Look at that horrible red hair," someone exclaimed. "It's not normal hair. And why doesn't he speak? He's not a baby.
The child has got terrible big teeth, like an animal," another person said.
"We should kill this little demon immediately," said another. "He will bring us bad luck if he lives."
This seemed to be the general opinion, and many people shouted to show their agreement. A young priest in the crowd watched the scene with great interest. He was listening to everything the people were saying.
"I'll adopt this child," he said suddenly.
He picked up the heavy bag with the child in it and walked away. All the people were very surprised. Some of them knew the priest, and they began to talk about him.
"That's Claude Frollo," said one man. "I've heard he's a sorcerer. Why does he want that deformed, ugly child?"
"Maybe they're both demons,"
another person said, as the crowd began to leave. Why did Claude want this abandoned child, who he later called Quasimodo? Claude was 20 years old at this time, and he had become a priest only a short time before. He had been born into a rich family, and his parents had wanted him to be a priest from the time he was a small child. They had sent him to good schools, and then to the Sorbonne University to study medicine, art, and ancient languages. Claude was an excellent student and enjoyed learning all these subjects. Then, suddenly, both his parents died in an epidemic, and Claude was left alone in the world. He continued his studies and was promoted to higher positions in the church. But he felt lonely. When he looked at the ugly child, he felt compassion for him. "The boy will certainly be killed if I don't take him. People think he's a monster or a demon," Claude said to himself. "I'll help the child, and at the same time, I'll feel less alone." 16 years had passed since that day. During these 16 years, Claude had influence in the church in Paris and gave Quasimodo the job of bell ringer of Notre Dame Cathedral. Quasimodo lived in the cathedral and almost never left it. He knew every corner of Notre Dame and loved all the stone statues in it. He treated them as if they were his friends. He also loved ringing the bells, and he did his job happily. Many people knew he lived in Notre Dame
because they could often see him at the windows of the cathedral. Claude taught the boy to speak and even to read and write. But after he'd been ringing the bells for many years, Quasimodo became deaf from their loud sound. When he couldn't hear anymore, he also stopped talking most of the time. He and Claude had a special sign language to understand each other. Quasimodo loved only one person in the world, and that was Claude Frollo. The priest had become a melancholic and bitter man over the years. Nothing made him happy. He often treated Quasimodo with harshness and gave him orders as if he were a slave. But Quasimodo felt only gratitude towards him. He never forgot Claude had saved him from a terrible destiny. Therefore, he always did whatever the priest wanted. Claude had a small secret room in the top part of Notre Dame. Only Quasimodo knew the exact location of this room. As the years went by, the priest spent more and more time there, studying from his special books. At night, people could see a tiny red light shining from within the cathedral, and many said, "It's the light of the sorcerer, Claude Frollo." Claude hated women, especially gypsy women, although nobody knew why. He used his influence in the church to pass a law which forbade gypsy women to dance and play the tambourine in public places in Paris. Most people were a little afraid of Claude Frollo, and they didn't come near him when he walked through the city. When he was with Quasimodo, people stared at them and often shouted curses.